try this thing, shall we?
Trying this thing. I love these new microphones. Well, they're not new microphones. New mic stands.
Yeah, I think we look more professional.
I think so too. Also, you have grown glasses since the last time that I saw you.
I feel like I'm Clark Kent in a sense.
Hmm.
I feel like nobody can recognize me with my glasses on. And that right when I take them off and I swoosh my hair back, all of a sudden it's Nick Elliott.
And you take off your outerwear and then you have your costume on underneath.
This is my costume.
That's your costume.
Or my uniform, if you will.
Your outfit.
My outfit, yes.
So have you always had glasses or are they new? Did you go to the eye doctor?
These are blue lens glasses.
Oh, so they're not real. You don't really need them.
No.
Okay.
Ashley got a 2-pack because her eyes were starting to hurt her during all the time on the computer since she's been back. So she got a pair of clear ones.
Ooh.
And then a pair of black ones.
Okay.
So she goes, here you go, Clark Kent, and toss them to me one morning. So I'm just going to take Clark Kent and roll with it.
Do you ever wear them as just like style? Like, do you wear them out and about or just...
I wore them once to the gym, and JT looked at me like, what are you doing, bro?
He called you out.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we're not going to let you just, you know, come in and not say anything.
Exactly. That's not in anyone's nature at the gym. Yeah, exactly.
No, we're going to call you out.
It's
okay.
Fine.
So for our icebreaker questions, I have 4 piles here.
Okay.
One's like random, one's experiences. I don't remember what this yellow one is, but it looks pretty. And this one's like, would you rather questions. So we each get to choose one from one of these piles.
Okay.
You can go first.
All right. So I'm going to go with, would you rather?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, all right. Would you rather have a rewind or a pause button on life?
Ooh. Hmm. There's no like... fast forward button?
Nope. Just a rewind or a pause.
I think pause. I don't necessarily I don't know what I would use the rewind button for except to, because you wouldn't, we've already had this conversation.
Butterfly effect.
Yes. Even though I put constraints around our world saying that it wouldn't affect anybody else's life, just your own, you still wouldn't go back and change anything. So I guess the only benefit to having a rewind button would be to relive an awesome experience. But if there's no fast forward, then how does that even work? If you have a rewind button, you got to have a fast forward button.
No, if you have a rewind, you just have to hit play again.
No, because I would want to just relive an amazing, like I'd go back and relive all of my favorite weddings. But then I wouldn't want to, like, you know, live all of life in between those. So I would rewind to one favorite wedding, fast forward to the next favorite wedding, fast forward to probably my so-called band shows.
That's not in the question.
Well, I'm adding to this question because I don't feel like it was complete.
Okay.
However, I still choose pause, I think. Because then, I guess... Well, I don't know. I already think that life moves too fast. So I guess, but I don't know what the benefit of pause would be.
Just to live in one moment, just to cherish it maybe that much more.
So, but everything would pause. Like you'd be living in a moment and then you would pause that moment just to like think about it. Or what would you do? Take a picture? What's the benefit of, I guess it's just like a mindfulness thing. Being grateful.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like this question. I think it's incomplete.
I think it's perfect. I love the pause. I think the pause, because that way, like we just said, you can pause in one moment and just kind of cherish it. Because I have a thing to where, A, I don't take enough pictures. 2, life does move very, very fast. So sometimes
fast.
I just want to hit pause and maybe relax. And what if I hit pause for like 3 hours? So that way I can be completely rejuvenated and not have to worry about anybody calling me.
Okay.
So from like a reset standpoint.
Interesting.
Instead
so
of using your own time, you're using borrowed time.
So you're using the pause button to like nap, not
oh, yeah.
Like, because I'm thinking, if I'm, man, if I'm just at the Beyonce show, right? And I press pause.
Everything pauses.
Everything pauses. So it's not like I'm able to sit there and just be listening to Beyonce for as long as I want to. It's like everything's paused. So yeah. I don't understand really the benefit to that, unless it's like what you're saying, where it's just like, okay, I'll pause the rest of the world and I'll rest on my own time. This would actually, I would love that. If that were the function of the pause button, it would be great.
But it can only happen for one person. Because if it happens with multiple people, who can you imagine being like, because everyone else is hitting their pause button right after each other?
This is getting a little trippy.
I only took one sip of this Coors Light. Are we sure that there's only beer in this Coors Light?
I don't know. You brought it.
It's a good
one. Did Ashley cut it with something?
I hope not.
It's all the rage these days, I've heard.
Cutting things?
With other things. I don't even really know what it means.
I don't know. Me neither.
Okay.
Well, I guess I kind of do, but I'm not going down that hole.
Right. Like, I've never made drugs before, so I don't know the actual process. But yeah, I know that it's all the rage.
Well, good thing I'm not in the rage group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're out
Preach.
Of that one.
Okay. My turn. The yellow and the gray are just so pretty. Okay, I'm going to choose one. If I don't like it, I'm choosing another one. I didn't offer you the same opportunity, but that's what I'm going to do.
I like that question.
Because I like making my stuff up. Ooh. What's the last thing you completed on your bucket list?
On my bucket list?
Mm-hmm.
It was take a trip out west.
Okay.
And I really wanted to see like the Tetons and Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And I got to do that last October.
With Ashley. It was your first big trip.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, that was.
I was praying for you guys because it was very early on.
Yeah, it was.
In your relationship.
It was more one of those things where, hey, this is going to work or it's not going to work type situations.
Yeah.
But we both wanted to do it. And it worked out because we're still together. But
yes, that is true.
There was a, speaking of pause buttons.
Ooh.
So I have a phrase that I like to use.
Tell me
more.
It's
called that she's as pretty as a Grand Teton sunset.
Did you find that in a country song?
Nope. I actually thought about it myself and wrote it down in my notes just in case I wanted to write my own country song.
Okay.
But we were coming back down. We couldn't find any spots to sleep in Yellowstone because we were going to camp out one night. But then we thought about it. We're like, we don't have enough firewood. There's no campsites where my truck can back up and pitch a tent in the bed of my truck kind of thing. It was more of go in the middle of the woods and camp.
Ooh, and so there are a lot of, you know, mountain lions and coyotes and bears.
Animals. Yep. And so we decided to drive back down through Teton. And I was like, man, you're as pretty as a Grand Teton sunset.
Wow.
And that's pause button. And just cherish it and just be like, I knew. No big deal. Play.
Interesting. Okay. I can see the benefit of that. What other things do you have on your bucket list?
This might sound really, really weird, but I want to go to a Lions game on Thanksgiving. I'm a Lions fan. I've always been a Lions fan. I have family in Detroit, and every year we get our asses kicked on Thanksgiving. Well, majority of every year we get our asses kicked on Thanksgiving.
And every other day of the week.
I mean, we only play once a week, so.
Sometimes you play twice. Sometimes there's a Sunday. Or like a
Sunday, Thursday?
Yeah.
Or some type of
overlap. Or like Monday, and then you do
Well, it'd be Monday, Sunday. I don't think they'd put it to where somebody plays Monday and Thursday. That's just cruel.
Yeah. But sometimes Sunday, Thursday.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just really want to go do that. I haven't really thought about a bucket list, really. Because I don't want to be at an age where I have to think about, you know, what would be on my bucket list. Because I'm not done living, you know?
No, but making a bucket list and having everything written down just makes it like...
I mean, I have a whole bunch of like a list of cool things I want to do, but a bucket list
that's
means...
That's essentially a bucket list.
Is it though? Bucket list is like, hey, before I die, this is what I have to do. Like I want to climb all the, what is it, the 7 biggest peaks.
I know, but that doesn't mean you're putting an expiration date on your life. It could be like you're still living to 90 years old and you're like, I want to do all of this before I'm 90.
I'm a short-term guy. I like my short-term goals. What am I going to do this year? What do I plan on doing this week? Hey, do you think I could actually do this today?
Yeah.
Yeah, short-term goals.
Well, not along those lines particularly, but I started this thing where this last year where I did like a 30 list of things that I wanted to do this year. And then I'm planning on doing it like 31 while 31, 32 while 32, et cetera, et cetera. And as I get older, it's going to be a lot harder to accomplish said things.
Yeah.
I'll just make them more like just smaller things that I can accomplish with the amount of energy that I'll have as I get older. Because I know it's going to be like a diminishing return.
Yeah. At one point, it's going to be 31 while 62.
Yeah. Or like 62 while 62 is just like, you know, wipe my own ass today. Well, hopefully that's more like 90 while 90.
Yeah. I think at 62
I should be able to wipe my own butt.
I mean, your parents are about 62, right? Or about 60, almost 60?
Mom's 60.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and she's still living large, right?
Yeah, she's definitely still wiping her own ass.
Yeah, so we definitely got that going for us.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of my 30 while 30 list. Start a podcast. That was on there.
Hi, I'm Check. Nick. I'm your co-host.
Check. We did that.
Yep.
I wanted to learn how to shoot a handgun. So I went to a gun range and went through like the safety class and did all of that. And I was actually pretty good at it.
Yeah. They say women are a little bit more steady.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. That was fun. Let's see. What else? I joined a wine club.
Was that on your 30?
It was on my, yes. I'm just reciting things that was
what
on my
kind of
on
wine
my
club?
Is
it like preferably, a monthly one?
No, preferably the cheapest I can get wine club. So it turns out to be like a, you know, a quarterly thing.
I
only get like 4 bottles. But hey, that's, you know, it was just join a wine club. I didn't put extra parameters around it.
Ashley's in a wine club and it's all organic wine.
Scout and Cellar.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
sure.
I joined that.
Oh, cool.
I was doing, I think it was called First Leaf, and then Ashley told me about Scout and Cellar, and I was like, oh, this sounds nice. So I did that instead.
Huh.
So technically, I joined 2 wine clubs this year.
Cool. You outdid yourself.
I know. What else was on my list? I can't remember, but I'm going to go with going to the gun range was probably one of the last ones that I did.
Would you ever do a rifle class or just handgun?
Probably not.
You didn't enjoy it that much, but you enjoyed it?
No. So I liked the sport of it and like the meditative component of it. Like I feel like I really had to figure out how to slow my heart rate down so that I could, you know, shoot the target well and not just accidentally shoot my foot and stuff like that. But I was not a fan of handling guns or being around a lot of people who were handling guns.
Yeah.
And, like, I never necessarily want to buy one and, like, keep one at home.
Yeah.
I have thought about going back to the gun range and just, like, renting little pistols to shoot every now and then. Because it's also, like, kind of cathartic to just, like, I don't know.
Just a boom, boom, stick goes boom in your hand. You're just kind of like, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I like the sport of it. I like the meditative component of it, but I didn't necessarily enjoy the experience as a whole.
I got you.
Yeah. But I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Hey, 30 for 30.
That's right. One of my friends are probably so sick of hearing me talk about this, but on my 31 while 31 list is going to be get a like fancy pantsuit and go to a cigar club.
I could totally picture you doing that. 100% could picture you doing that.
I'm just like, what? That's literally the most badass thing that I can think of doing.
No big deal.
So, and I'm going to do it while I'm 31.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's on my list.
That's so cool.
That's what I have to look forward to next year.
I see it. Now, do you want the cigar club like here in Nashville? Or do you want to go somewhere else? Like Vegas?
You know what? Maybe I'll make it like the traveling cigar club. The traveling pantsuit.
The traveling pantsuit.
Yeah, yeah. Go to all of the... I don't know where... I would assume cigar clubs are big everywhere. Because there are old men everywhere. Mm-hmm. Who also like bourbon.
There's a cigar club in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Mm, I love Wilmington.
Yeah. And it's right next to this shop store, this dress store. And underneath the dress store, if you go down these stairs right off the street, it's a literal dive bar called Poorhouse.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's where we spent a lot of time this past weekend.
And it's also a cigar club, the Poorhouse?
The shop next to the dress shop is, so it's literally up the stairs and you button hook and there's the cigar shop.
Oh, interesting. I do love Wilmington. Oh, my favorite TV show of all time was filmed in Wilmington.
One Tree Hill?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I loved One Tree Hill. My mom got me a piece of the River Court at one point.
I've never seen it. So when you say River Court, I have no idea what you mean.
It's where they played basketball outside.
Oh.
It was along the river.
I mean, there's a big river right there. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I no longer have that piece of River Court.
Why not?
I can't find it. You know, there was a question. There's another set of questions that I did not lay out here because they're like deep questions. And I'm like, I don't really want to get into this. And one of the questions was like, what is your biggest regret? And now I know. I just spoke of it. Losing my piece of the River Court is one of my biggest regrets. I'll never get that back.
Nope. You lost it forever.
Yeah, unless the Lord shines his face upon me and helps me find it.
Did you sell it?
Surely not.
I was going to say, I don't know how many people would buy a piece of River Court.
Oh, Nicholas. A lot of people would buy a piece of the River Court.
That mean, did it come with a plaque or something? Like, did it actually say it was
part of this place? Well, I mean, it was just like in a little One Tree Hill, like, collectible box. And it was a piece of the River Court.
Maybe it's in a memory box your mom hasn't told you about.
No. No, because I've told her that I lost it, and she would have mentioned, I would hope, she would have mentioned, oh, don't worry about it, sweetie. I have it.
Sweetie.
Yeah, you didn't lose it. Now I feel like I need to ask, just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case you didn't. Ask the right question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or any question. It was more of just like, sorry, Mom, I lost this awesome gift that you gave me. And she just didn't. She was just like, oh, well, that sucks.
For you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ma. Mm-hmm. Ready for We Googled That for You?
Ooh, are we cueing the music?
Okay, the first.
Nobody saw our dance moves, but our dance
that
moves.
That little jig was pretty good.
I felt like the, what is it, the Caddyshack gopher when he pops out the hole.
I hope our camera was still recording for that.
Me too.
Okay.
Okay.
The first We Googled That for You is Ariana Grande married. Ariana Grande?
I think it's Ariana. Ariana. Oh, wow.
Is Ariana Grande married?
No.
Yes.
What?
I know.
She got married after, what is his name? Pete Davidson?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if they were actually married.
They weren't. They were engaged.
Oh. Mm.
Yep. I went deep into her Wikipedia to figure this out.
Reliable source of Wikipedia?
Wikipedia actually has a lot of people monitoring and editing it on a regular basis.
I noticed that.
Yes.
Everything's cited now.
Yep.
Why couldn't it be like that in high school?
I know. We could have used it on all of the book reports. If only.
Yep.
So apparently she married Dalton Gomez, a Los Angeles real estate agent, in a tiny and intimate ceremony on May 15th, 2021. She wore a custom Vera Wang wedding dress.
Of course she did.
I know. Must be nice. I'm like, will I be able to find anything at Goodwill that I can have them just take out a little bit?
Can you... Let's also go back to the fact this guy's a Los Angeles real estate agent.
I know. I think he helped her find her Montecito home where they got married. And that's how they met. He was like her real estate agent. There really is hope for all of us.
That sounds like a bad Hallmark movie.
I think you mean great Hallmark movie.
Is it going to be in the Christmas setting?
Preferably set at Christmas time. I would for sure watch it.
And she has to star in it.
She would never.
She should.
You know, I think her biggest regret in life is playing a dum-dum on a Nickelodeon show. I don't think she'd ever play in Hallmark.
Maybe one day.
I did just hear our camera shut off, which means it got the jig. All right, the next one. When is the next full moon?
Oh, I have no idea.
September 19th, and it will last about 2 days. So I think by the time this is released, I think it's like, 1 or 2 days away.
Yeah. So it's going to be right there. Ooh. Full moons.
Mm-hmm.
When all the crazies come out.
Do they? Do you mean werewolves?
I just meant crazies on Broadway, but that's pretty much every weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's kind of a thing.
I'd like to catch a werewolf. Not like with my own two hands, but, you know, just see it.
From afar and not come after you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably, like that. Probably solid.
Yep. You can get that information each month, like when the full moon, like what the moon cycle is. Every month at solarsystem.nasa.gov, which is a dope website.
I wonder if they have an iCal thing.
Oh, like, you where you can like set, you can connect it to your calendar so that you just always know what the cycle of the moon is.
It has to be. Or maybe they already thought of that and it's already on there and I just never noticed.
I feel like that would be kind of annoying though, because I'm like, I don't want to know when it's like, you know, half moon.
No, I just want new moon, and I just want full moon. That's all I want.
Yeah, I wonder.
I want the ends and the beginnings of each cycle.
Wouldn't they be in the same?
Well, it's in the same cycle, but is it?
Wouldn't it be like
waning?
The, just
is it
the
waxing?
Next day?
Is it? I don't know.
The end of the cycle and the beginning of the cycle.
Well, from new moon to full moon would be a full cycle, right? Or is it from a new moon to a new moon? Is that a full cycle?
This is a good question. So after we go to a full moon. Yeah, it doesn't just, like, disappear like, completely, right? Like, it's, you know, like, it's like a chunk of cheese.
Yeah, it's waning and it's waxing. I'm pretty sure those are the terms. I don't know. I had a moon book when I was a kid that I got at the Scholastic Books Fair.
Wasn't Goodnight Moon?
No. I don't think so.
It's a sweet book. Unless you were, like, two, you probably didn't get it at a book, like, a
book fair. Scholastic Book Fair?
Yeah. No. I used to love the Scholastic Book Fairs. I would get
all the books.
So many books. I don't even know why I didn't read any of them.
Yeah, I didn't read any. I just was like, oh, that cover looks cool.
Yeah.
Goosebumps. I want all the goosebumps.
Artwork still gets me.
Really?
Yeah. If it's a like vinyl artwork, I mean.
But what if the music's crappy?
Doesn't matter. I'll just hang it up as a like a piece of art.
Oh.
On the wall.
You should probably get it signed by the band.
Yeah, if they're still alive.
Well, that's true.
I don't know. It could be old.
Yeah,
original, they could not be a band anymore.
Yeah. Maybe you just got to sign it by the lead singer or something. I don't know. Whoever the lead man was.
Yes, that seems like an easy feat.
You can find anybody on Instagram or Facebook now.
That's true. I'm not really on the Instagram or Facebook that much, though. I'd have to step up my social game.
Seems like a lot of energy, and we're trying to marginalize.
Not marginalized, oh, Nick. Using it very incorrectly. Create margin. We do not create want margin. To marginalize anyone or anything, but we are creating more margin, i.e. space in our lives.
Okay, creating margin.
Not very well.
Yeah, I'm not.
But.
My calendar is filling up pretty quick.
I know, it's the goal, is to create more margin.
To have time to sit there and relax.
Yeah. and to complete my 30 while 30 list.
Yeah.
You know?
How many are you down now, actually? Because it's September, so I really hope you're at least 15.
Yeah, you know, I did have it hanging up on my fridge, and then I think I was just, like, decluttering. That was another one on my list.
Declutter.
But one of the things that got tossed was my 30 while 30 list. So,
you know, there's an app for that, right? It's called Notes. Or hell, you could put it in reminders as a list.
Yeah. I mean, I made it all pretty. Like, I had like a Canva design of my list that I was working through.
That's impressive.
Don't worry. I'll report back. I'll bring it the next time and we can look through it.
Check it off.
Yep. Okay, this next question. How long do I boil eggs? I never boil eggs, so I definitely didn't know the answer to this question.
It's like 2 to 3 minutes. I don't think it's long.
It's definitely longer than 2 to 3 minutes.
I don't boil eggs either, obviously.
Okay, here are the full instructions. Place eggs in a medium pot and cover with cold water by 1 inch. Which anyone, like, do they measure this or is it just a... Guys have better spatial awareness than women do. Like, when people tell me, like, yeah, it's 6 feet away, I'm like, are you going to lay down a ruler to tell me, like, so that I can see? Not 6 feet.
But you know how tall you are when you lay down, right?
Not really. I'm not thinking about how tall I am when I lay down.
I think JT's about 6 foot. So just think about it. JT laying down on the ground, which sometimes he does at the gym after he's been exhausted.
Sure.
And then just be like, well, it's about a JT.
Yeah, you make it sound so easy, but I'm like, I don't pay much attention when he's laying down on the ground so that I can, you know, memorize it in my head to be like, oh, yeah, that's 6 JTs.
Oh.
I think about him standing up talking to me.
Well, then you should be able to do, you know, the vertical, right?
Anyways, we're moving on. So you cover it with cold water by 1 inch. You bring it to a boil, then cover the pot and turn the heat off. Then you let the eggs cook covered for 9 to 12 minutes, depending on your desired doneness. So I'm a little shook by the turning the heat off part.
Well,
I guess you're...
They're going to continue just cooking. It's like doing pasta al dente, you know? Or you cook it up to a certain... Man, maybe she did cut this Coors Light with something. But anyway, so you know, you kind of cook it up to a certain point, you shut it off, because it's going to continue to cook in the water and by itself anyways.
Yeah, I mean, so maybe boiled water is very, very warm, so it probably takes a while for it to cool down. 12 minutes, at least.
And I think the ice-cold water, so the shell peels off easier. Wow, easier? Can't speak.
I don't know. I usually just, if I am doing the hard-boiled egg thing, Trader Joe's sells them already peeled, and I do that.
At work, we have sriracha deviled eggs, and I just make my own order occasionally. I don't think any of my bosses listen to this, so I think I'm good. So, but I do make an occasional order.
Well, my mom definitely listens to this, and I know I'm going to get a text about the comment of her wiping her own ass later. Also, I'm going to just drink the rest of this wine straight from the bottle.
That's fine.
So, no judgment, please.
Yeah, because I'm the one to judge you.
Everyone listening, no judgment, please.
There we go.
This is happening. Okay, this next question. What is the meaning of Hakuna Matata?
Means no worries.
Yes.
So, it ain't no passing craze.
That's right. It is actually Swahili.
It's my niece's favorite movie.
Well, in Swahili, it literally means no trouble or no problems. So not really no worries, but it fit with the song. So we're going to...
Thank you, Elton John.
Yep, let it live.
Ugh, I love that song.
I do too.
I'm not going to say that I'm also going... So... The quartet that I was supposed to go to two weeks ago got rained out. So tonight we're actually doing the Disney quartet thing.
So
it's an outdoor concert.
Is this all Disney songs or what's...
It's all Disney...
Tell me more.
It's probably... So it just said Disney songs. And I started to look up what it was, and Ashley was next to me, and she goes, don't ruin it. Let it be a surprise.
Can you, if they start to sing A Whole New World, can you video it, please, and send it to me?
Sure.
Now that I have the foil off, this is going to feel a lot better on
my lips.
That's going
to be a whole lot better. Yeah. I just watched you peel off the top layer. Nope, not good enough. Let's go ahead and take the entire thing off.
Yeah, it's a process. This is a pretty good wine. 2016.
Oh, man.
The vintage. It's like 5 years ago.
Oh. Sonoma County.
No. Oh, that's all of our... We Googled that for you.
I like how Hakuna Matata was in there, though.
People are asking that question a lot. Apparently, they've never seen The Lion King.
It's in both songs. Listen, in the old one and the new one.
Nick, there is a whole new generation under us who did not grow up on any of these Disney movies. Who've never seen The Lion King or Aladdin.
They just remade The Lion King, a live action one. Same thing with Aladdin. Granted, I didn't like the live action one, but hey, to each their own.
Yeah, I can't say that that's the generation that also went to see or have seen the live action version. Because I feel like it's for people who appreciated the original.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, there's a couple new songs in there, but.
Oh, also, let's get down to business.
To defeat, crack, crack, the Huns.
Yeah, that one. Also, send me a video of that, please.
Okay.
Did you see the live action Mulan?
I did.
What did you think?
I was a little upset that there was no Mushu. Mm. But as a movie, it wasn't bad.
I think it's a little hard to do a live action dragon.
Well, I mean, if you take a look at the CGI work they did with The Lion King, though.
I haven't seen The Lion King, live-action version.
Yeah. Even though your girl Beyonce's in it?
Yeah. I know, The Lion King's so sad.
In the first part?
Well, it's kind of like...
And then he comes back to Pride Rock?
Isn't it, I mean, like 30 or 40 minutes in?
I think it's like 30. Simba. And yes, I just did... put my thumb up and act like I just did like a whole windshield wiper.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It wasn't even a forehead, it was a windshield.
All right, good news. Nikki J, I'm so excited about all of these news articles because they are pretty much all science.
Nerd things.
Yep. Yes. And super dope. So this first one, the headline... To the moon and back. Lunar elevator possible with only a few billion dollars. Experts deem it cheaper than rockets for space travel. The few billion dollars part throws you off, but if you think about how expensive it is to send rockets into space, then it makes some sense. So apparently right now it costs like $10,000 per pound to send people and supplies into the, like, out of the atmosphere, essentially. So okay. They think that if we build an elevator to the moon or, like, to space, then they can get it down to a couple hundred dollars per pound.
But the Earth rotates, the moon rotates, and then the moon rotates around the Earth.
Yes.
So do you have to wait for like a second period to where like all of a sudden the two things can join?
So they did address this and they were saying that you would put an anchor on the moon and not on Earth so that it's not like ripping. Let me see what they... Oh, it's 250,000 miles. A cable anchored to the lunar surface that stretches 250,000 miles. It will not be directly attached to Earth because of the relative motions of both the planet and the moon.
Yes.
So researchers said that this project is doable with a few billion U.S. dollars. They also said... So I read this article in the Science Times. And then there's this awesome YouTube channel called What If. Have you...
No.
Watched any of their stuff?
Nope.
So they made a video, what if we made an elevator to the moon? And I heard some conflicting facts.
Information?
Yes.
Okay.
So in the article, they were saying that we have the technology currently to be able to accomplish this. Like, they would use Kevlar to make this cable. But the video said that we don't currently have anything strong enough to make this cable from Earth to space.
I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I'd much rather take a rocket because it sounds more fun than an elevator.
Are you kidding me?
I'd much rather take a rocket, just sit there, strap myself in, just be like...
That was actually pretty good.
Thanks.
Good work on those sound effects.
Appreciate it.
But I feel like it's just so much more work to get into a rocket, strap in. You have this, like, whole, like, I don't know. It just seems like more of an ordeal.
That something else can go wrong. Yes, more components, more things that can go wrong.
But if you just get into an elevator, you just, like, I'm going to take it to the top floor. And it's actually space. That would be pretty dope.
As long as it goes ding when I get up there.
You have arrived.
Welcome to the moon.
For some reason that reminds... Do you remember the movie Toothless? With, I think it's like Chrissy Alley or something.
No, the only Toothless I know is going to be from Dragons.
What?
How to Train Your Dragon? Oh. Toothless? It's the name of the dragon?
Mm. I only saw the first one. And it was a long time ago.
My nieces love it. Mm. I tried to get them more of a tomboy thing.
My quote-unquote nieces.
Yeah.
I.e., it's your favorite movie.
Well, I got them into Star Wars. Her, both of the nieces, their dad that passed away, loved How to Train Your Dragon, and he didn't really want two girls. Like, he wanted something he could... Okay, that sounds really, really bad.
Something.
He just wanted something to be able to relate to that wasn't girl things. So he got him on How to Train Your Dragon. And then when he passed away, I had never seen the movies, but now I've seen all of them, I think, 3 or 4 times, including all the shorts.
Oh, wow. You're, like, deep in this.
Yeah, but I got him on Star Wars. And right now, the oldest niece is obsessed with Chewbacca. So...
Interesting.
I think I won that one.
I'm trying to see if there's anything else in here that we should talk about. Nope, that's pretty much it.
All right.
With current technology and a few billion dollars, we could build an elevator to space. Can you imagine just being like, I mean, what if we had like malls up there? And it's like, I'll be back in a couple of days. I'm just going to go shopping on the moon.
Honestly, I'd much rather just stay at like a hotel. Ooh, a Star Wars hotel. There you go, making real outer space. Now we're talking. We're cooking with gas now.
I mean, if it were just like a place, you know, if it were just like Europe, and instead of like going to France, you're like, nah, I think I'll go to Jupiter. That sounds like the vacation that I want this spring.
Coming this spring. Your future trip to Jupiter.
I don't really, like, know what the first planets would be where we would get to vacation to. I mean, this is lunar elevator, so I'm assuming it's going to be the moon.
Well, the moon, yes. And then other than the moon, I think right now Mars is going to be the only one.
Yeah.
Because in our solar system, everything becomes like a gas, especially once you go past the meteor belt. But
I really should have paid more attention to science. Like, literally to all of my science classes.
Except for chemistry. Well, I guess chemistry's got a pretty good thing.
You know, I feel like it would have helped a little bit. Yeah.
You can make things explode in chemistry.
Yeah.
Or you can tie-dye shirts.
I could be one of the scientists working on manufacturing volcanoes to help our climate. You never know.
Oh, boy.
But nope. All I wanted to do was socialize.
Nope.
That's the worst. Okay. This next story. New cancer treatments may be on the horizon thanks to mRNA vaccines.
What kind of cancers?
Okay. I'm so glad that you asked. Thank you. They have been testing these mRNA vaccines on like head and neck cancers and colorectal cancers so far. But essentially, I think they're going to be used... more specifically for more aggressive types of cancers, pancreatic, breast cancer, stuff like that. But the stories that they used were, well, actually the example that they used was for head and neck cancer. Okay. Hold on, I have to sign in. National Geographic.
So if I'm thinking about this right, it's a vaccine. So does that mean I can get it in my arm, or does it have to go directly into the cell itself?
Nick, these are great questions. Hold, please. Let me just sign in to National Geographic.
Do, 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 do.
Dang it, I just reset my password today. Do, 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 do. I mean, I'm ready, but I was going to let you go for another round if you really wanted to. Okay, so your question, can you just get it in your arm, or does it have to go into like a specific cell?
Yes.
So essentially what these mRNA vaccines do, or kind of how they're created, they essentially, it's like a customized thing. Imagine you're at Nike and you want to make some super fresh kicks that are just all you. Like, they are your style and they're exactly what you need at that time. You make these custom Nikes. That's kind of how these vaccines are. So the, okay, going back another step, the COVID-19 vaccines are mRNA, and yes, they behave a little bit differently because they're preventative. So they tell your body what COVID-19
looks like. So
it might look like. So
it
when it's, yep,
immunity.
Yep. So yep, when it's in your body, it knows exactly which type of, like things to attack.
Yeah.
So it's similar to that in the sense that it will figure out what your specific cancer mutations are. And then in like 4 to 5 weeks, you'll have this mRNA vaccine. So it's not preventative, it's just a treatment. But it, in that vaccine, it knows, okay, these are what the mutated cells are. These are the types of cells that I need to go attack. And so it, I don't necessarily know where they inject it. I don't think they necessarily inject it in the spot where your cancer is. But because it knows what the mutations are, it knows which cells to specifically go attack in your body.
Huh. So all you got to do is go through, change a couple proteins, and be like, all right, here you go.
Mm-hmm. But they're thinking that eventually this could be preventative.
So as a treatment, how often, does it say how often you have to get it?
Let's see. I think it talks specifically about one woman's story who had a very aggressive head and neck cancer. And she, let me see. She got 9 injections of a personalized mRNA vaccine along with intravenous infusions of an immunotherapy drug. I cannot pronounce this, so I'm not even going to try. But it was like a co-effort.
Okay. Huh. It'd be really cool if I can get that working, especially towards breast cancer or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, 9. So does she not have to go back at all? Like it just found all those cells and killed all those cells, and now her body knows how to fight all of it?
So I don't necessarily know what it looks like if the cancer comes back. But as of her treatment conclusion in October 2020, her CT scans were clean. There was no evidence of the cancer in her body anymore. So I'm not sure what it looks like if it comes back, but for the time being, it killed all of those cancer cells.
I mean, if you think about it too, that's probably a whole lot better than going through chemo.
Probably.
A whole lot better.
So the way
depending
that she,
on, you know, the sickness and everything.
The way that she explained it, it kind of just made it sound like, and this happened over a period of 27 weeks. So she wasn't getting getting an injection a week.
Yeah.
But the way that she made it sound, it's almost like getting a COVID vaccine or like a flu shot. Like you feel ill like for 24 hours after the vaccine.
Yeah.
And then she started to feel better.
But I mean, if you're not puking, losing your hair, Can you imagine what that's going to do for chemo patients? Especially if you can tailor make it towards kids.
Yep.
Oh. Yes.
Isn't that dope? Yes.
That's cool. I like that.
Okay. This next story is from CNN Business. Greener and cheaper crewless vessels are mapping the ocean thanks to an Irish startup. Xocean out of Ireland. They essentially have these like crewless boats that are doing the job of those huge vessels. You know, like the survey vessels that we see on the ocean that are huge, have huge crews, all of this stuff. They are doing the same job as they are with no people. And like a boat the size of a car that is like apparently remote controlled. I don't know. I just imagined like...
Probably by GPS.
You know those little... It's like a remote controlled boat that you can like do on the pond. I just imagine that bigger and a little bit more important. Just a little bit.
There's just some, you know, guy just on the coastline just using like a little steering wheel and a trigger.
A joystick. I mean, that's probably not how it's happening, but in my mind, that's what was going on with these little vessels.
No, that thing's got to be GPS. They probably have storm tracking, the whole nine yards, because if that thing goes under cloud cover, they're going to lose GPS. So which means... If they can have it on GPS and bring it home, back and forth, I mean, there you go.
So apparently they use, satellite.
Yep.
But it emits 1,000 times less carbon than traditional research vessels.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Next thing you know, they're going to be using probably solar panels to cut down on emissions even more.
No, that's what they're... So that's one of the... industry, that's one of the ocean industries that is growing, is these like ocean, not windmills, but what did they call them?
Wind turbines?
No, wind turbines
they're off the coast of like
wind turbines are the huge things that happen underneath the water. So these are just like, you know, like if you're driving through Indiana, you see a bunch of these in the farms. It's essentially like that, except it's in the ocean. Little wind farms. So that's one of the big...
Have you ever seen the movie Tenet?
No, but didn't you say that's like one of your favorites? Yeah. I haven't heard great things about it, so I was a little shocked when you said that it was your favorite. But you know what? Because you love it so much, I'm going to give it a chance.
Well, that's a major part takes place on a boat, and it goes around those...
Wind farms,
yeah.
Oceanic wind farms.
Yes. I mean, they're off the coast of the Gulf, too.
So they also, so obviously gas and oil is a huge ocean industry, but also fisheries, which does that just mean like fishermen or like, what is that? What is a fishery?
Yeah. Pretty sure it's just fishermen.
But like fishermen collectives where it's like, I mean, you don't just have like, you know, Joe Bob over here is sending out these little remote controlled ocean cars.
He's probably on there on his own boat.
But how big do you have to be classified as a fishery?
Well, I have no idea.
We'll add that to the we Googled that for you next week.
Yep. What is a fishery?
Hmm.
Noted.
Don't let me forget. Because I know we've said that before, and I've definitely forgotten.
We'll put it into writing right after this, so we don't forget.
Perfect. Okay. Well, and make me sign it. It's a contract.
Yeah. Well, we're even going to prick your thumb, and you got to put a thumbprint. It's a blood contract.
Yeah. Okay. And so this Xocean, to do like all of the research that they are doing, they have signed two 60-year offshore wind leases. I'm like, I didn't even know 60-year leases were possible for anything. How do we even know that 60 years from now, like all of this is going to be as important? What if we find another source of energy that's going to be even more innovative? How can you sign a 60-year? You don't know what's going to happen in 60 years.
You don't know what's going to happen in five.
I know. I don't even like signing like 1-year leases. I'm like, can't we do this month to month?
Didn't you just buy an apartment?
I bought a condo, but I could sell it anytime.
I mean, for right now, you just wouldn't be able to find anywhere other place to live.
Yes. No, I would be homeless for a while.
You'd make buku bucks off of it.
Yeah.
But then you'd be homeless.
Thankfully, Otto is cute, and I think that if I kept him with me, people would be more generous in the, you know, the amount of, I don't know, newspapers that they would buy from me. Possibly. He's very, very cute.
He is very cute.
Even though Eric didn't think that he was super cute. Eric just has bad taste.
Eric also has his own dog.
That doesn't matter.
He might be a little biased.
A lot of people I love have their own dogs, and they do not hesitate to say that Otto is cute. Eric just has bad taste.
What episode was that?
It was very early on.
Yeah, it was like in the first five.
It was probably four. The most offended I've ever been.
Oh, yeah, your dog's cute, but my dog's cuter.
Yeah, when he didn't immediately just be like, wow, yes, he's a very, very cute puppy. It was the worst thing that he could have said, was just being like on the fence about it. I'll take it up with him later. But anyways, they are obviously doing great because they signed 60-year leases.
Good luck.
Continue their research in these little remote controlled.
That's pretty cool though.
It's not a remote controlled like boat. It's huge and there's a lot more to it, but in my mind it's remote controlled and I just like thinking of it that way. So that's what we're gonna do. Okay. The second to last story. I have five stories tonight.
All right.
One I found literally right before we started recording and I was like, gotta mention it. So this next one also comes from the Science Times. Holograms. So not essentially, this is what happened. A bridesmaid was not able to make her best friend's wedding because of COVID. And so they let her attend and like talk to the bride via hologram.
What?
Yep. It's like full-on Star Wars stuff.
What?
Like they literally mentioned she looked like Princess Leia.
What?
I know. We'll have to include the video when we release this one because...
I'm going to go back and dissect every part of this video.
It is crazy. So essentially the bridesmaid, they like set her up on like a green screen. And all you need... quote unquote, all you need to do holography.
Is that what we're going to call it? Or is that what they call it?
Well, it's holography. Yeah, so that's how I'm going to say it. Holography.
Sounds good to me.
All you need to be able to accomplish this is apparently a person or an object to be recorded, a laser beam. Don't know where you get those. A recording medium to clarify images and a clear environment to let light beams intersect. So this is essentially how it happens. I'm going to break this down for us. And by break it down, I mean I'm going to read directly from the article.
Okay.
It says the laser beam splits into two identical beams redirected by mirrors, wherein one beam is directed at the object while the second beam is directed to the recording medium. So one laser beam would be focused on the bridesmaid and one laser beam would be focused on like the camera.
Okay.
Then the two beams split. Wait, no, they're already split. Then the two split beams will intersect and interfere to imprint. I hate that word. To imprint on the recording medium and create a virtual image of the object or person. And by doing that, like you can do sound. I mean, it's like if you were just live streaming something, except they're, honestly, why didn't I just live stream? I guess it's a little cooler if it's like, it looks like they're standing there.
Yeah.
And like, as opposed to live streaming.
So does the other person get the full experience too? Or does she get to not see any of it?
No, they set up a screen so that she could also see like the bride and what's happening at the wedding. But obviously that's not a hologram. Huh. But it was just set up as a separate screen. You have to watch this video. It's pretty cool.
I have to watch this video. And we'll post it too.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I don't necessarily know what this means for us going forward, but I mean, it's pretty cool, especially in the world that we're like the season that we're in right now, where people are separated, not because we want to be, but because the world around us necessitates it.
I mean,
we can still kind of be with each other.
What I could see happening is almost like a freestanding booth, like if that makes sense.
Hmm.
Like you have a pad or something like it, and then you have a camera that does the same thing like you were just talking about. But then to project it, it's like a maybe like a halo or a ring, and have the laser beams up above triangulate it, and that just shoot projections. And when they hit each other, they form a person. Does that make sense?
So where would these hologram booths be? Is it like replacing phone booths? We have just hologram booths along the street, or what's where?
I don't
know. In your world, Nick, where are these hologram booths? Because I like this idea. I just want you to expand on it.
Or maybe at work you make a, you know, a business model. You do one to where maybe it does the entire couch. So if you have a full business meeting, then you can have three or four people on the couch all sitting on the same meeting.
Hmm.
But it's coming to mind, full out Star Wars, Sith Lords popping up out of droids. Oh,
I mean, I feel like I need exciting. To remind you right now that I only saw The Phantom Menace.
It happens in Phantom Menace, though.
It's been a long time. Yeah, it's been a long time since I saw the worst Star Wars ever made. But I do like this idea. Business presentations.
Oh, man. You're saying I can do it in the privacy of my own home and not actually have to see anybody stare at me? Well, it'd be through a hologram, but like...
Yeah, I mean, technically, I think that you would still have to be able to see them. Otherwise, how would you ever give a good presentation if you can't, like, see what the audience is doing?
But, like, if you're in front of people in a room, the situation is different.
It's a little bit more nerve-wracking,
having a hologram.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Honestly, I think I just included this because it seems super science fiction-y. And... like it belongs in Marvel movies because it has been in all of the Iron Mans.
I like it.
I like it. I think it's pretty cool. This last story, I don't even need my iPad for this. I saw this on the Instagram via the Hollywood Reporter.
Oh,
apparently, all of the Free Britney protests have worked. Her dad released a statement that he is signing away his conservatorship.
So she's free, or is somebody else in charge of
She's almost free. She's not quite free yet, but she's on the road to freedom. Basically, her dad was like, if she thinks that she can
do this
on her own, then fine. Yeah.
Here you go.
So maybe not like the kindest message that you want your dad to send to the public, but it was professional. And it just means that it worked. All of the petitions.
It all worked.
The protests. It worked. So that's our last piece of good news. I share a birthday with her.
No big deal.
I know.
Only one of the biggest pop stars ever. But
also Aaron Rodgers.
I think we've talked about this before.
Have I shown you my
crop picture?
Yeah. Have I shown that yet?
Yeah. I don't think you've shared it, but you've showed me.
It's so good. It was back in the day when the glasses are coming back on.
Yep.
And he's Clark Kent again.
Here we go.
Back in the day when I was photoshopping like it was my job, although I never got paid for it, even though I should have because it was so good. I photoshopped me with all of my celebrity birthday twinsies.
No big deal.
Yeah. It's from the original picture is from a wedding that I went to, and literally I just photoshopped celebrity faces on all of my friends' faces. And they saw it and they were like, I think they were like kind of offended / really caught off guard because they were like, I really think that I was in that picture, but it's so good.
They couldn't even tell.
Yeah. They were like, well, maybe it wasn't me. Maybe it really was Lucy Liu. Who knows?
And it's black and white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nick, that's all I have for us.
All right. Hey, that's episode 19 in the books.
Is it episode 19?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're getting there.
We are getting there. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. Cheers.